We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bulls Nation, welcome in to this show, Bulls Post Game, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top rated sportsbook.
Yeah.
Download their app, be sure to use promo code CHGO when you do so, and have yourself some fun. Make yourself some money.
Bulls win! Play it again, Joey! Bulls win! One more time because you're pretty! Bulls win!
There
feels
it is.
Good.
I'm Matt Peck, you can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. My guy, Big Dave, bow! BNWL Sports, Will the GOAT Gottlieb, Will_Gottlieb. Our pal and producer Joey Spathis rocking with us from our West Loop studio. Follow Joey too. He's at Joey Spathis. We are CHGO_Bulls. Bulls beat the Lakers in LA. 118-108. We got a little dicey there late in the fourth.
No, they didn't.
Before we break into today's action, the Bulls win over the Lakers. Wanted to just start by giving a shout out to fellow Bulls fans who were hanging out at the Logan 11 Bar and Kitchen,
yes.
Logan Square.
Yes.
Shout out to Romina and Melissa, who y'all know are the queens of Bulls Nation.
Facts.
For hosting that watch party.
Facts.
Got to see them there, which was a lot of fun. Got to see our friends Simon and Cece from Finders Keepers.
Shout out.
Vintage
shout
Bulls
out.
Gear. Check them out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just a fun first half watching the Bulls with our fellow Bulls fans, Dave.
Look, man, everybody was in the place to be. Everybody from Bulls Twitter was there. It was awesome. Shout out Pat the Designer.
Pat the Designer.
He was in the building.
Windy City Breeze, Locked On Bulls.
Our girl Lady Bird, you know, the other Maddie Legend follower and fan. She was there. Of course, we had to let our powers combine and give that love. My man Arturis Fan Club. Yo, that's my guy. That's my guy. I was great meeting him in person. I've been watching his stuff for years. It was great meeting him, seeing him, man.
Wait, like the guy on Twitter, Arturis Karnisovas Fan Club? Mm-hmm. Love that guy.
See? Told you. Even the Spathis is in there. So, yeah, he's a great guy, man. So, met him. That was great.
Shout out to Kobe as well. Thanks for coming up to us and saying what's up.
Shout out, man. Shout out to Kobe. My man Kobe, Will, had on an Ryan Archie Diacono jersey. But he had on the number 15 RT Diacono jersey.
Not 51.
Rare cuts out here, Will.
That's called fandom.
That's fandom, man.
That's
it was great.
Legitimate fandom.
Shout out to Cliff. Shout out to, man, just everybody who was out there. Shout out to Erica. Man, everybody was out there, man. And it was just so much fun seeing y'all and everybody showing us love and with us showing the love back. It was so much fun, man. Shout out to Chicago State of Mind, that podcast. I'm always on talking Bears with those guys, man. Like those are my
Flex.
Guys right there. So shout out to them as well. But it was fun just seeing those people and meeting new people and people just telling us how much they like our stuff, which is always weird. But because we think 12 people
like
watch us.
They're
know?
Just lying to our faces.
Yeah, see? He doesn't believe it either. I don't know. Nobody up here believes it. But for some reason, you all watch us and enjoy us. And we are very grateful and very thankful that you all enjoy what we do.
Truly.
So thank y'all for watching, man.
It was cool to go to a watch party for Bulls fans hosted by other members of Bulls Nation who do things. You know, like, shout out to Melissa who does the Nothing But Bull podcast. Romina, always there on Bulls Twitter, holding it down. Yeah. President of the Zach LaVine fan club. It's just cool that Bulls fans always show out for that type of stuff.
Yeah, man. It was so much fun, bro. Like, it's always love when you walk in. When you walked in, you had to write down what you thought the score of the game was going to be. You know what I mean? What did you write, man?
I told Romina that I wasn't going to give my guess because my excuse was, well, we got to leave at halftime because we got to get to the studio for postgame.
Oh.
But I really just didn't want to be the person there guessing, oh, the Lakers are going to win.
Ah, okay. I see why. Well, I said the Bulls were going to win. And I've said it was going to win 111-106.
So you were damn close.
I was damn close, yeah, because, you know, I know what a winning team looks like on a Sunday, and that's the Chicago Bulls today. Got in betwixt the
Bulls
cheeks.
Win.
Yes, Joey. In betwixt, Joey. All of the cheeks of them Lakers. It felt damn good because LeBron tried to do that LeBron shit. Man. Oh, I'm coming back to play today. You know what's going to happen. I do know what's going to happen. You're going to take that L and you're going to take it home. You can't spell loss without LeBron.
That late game charge that the Lakers challenged unsuccessfully.
You like that one? I did too. Come on. I like that one.
When Caruso stood right in front of that path of a freight train LeBron in transition and got that charge. God, I loved it.
Yes.
Loved it
so much.
The best
part of the game, I think we can all agree, was this.
Uh-oh. Ah, little fella.
Pat Bev little hit fella. LeBron.
Hit it twice.
With the two small.
Two times on there on the floor.
Pat that floor.
On LeBron, he put that on, man.
That was honestly... That Pat Bev little, like, turnaround bucket in the lane over LeBron was essentially the nail
in the coffin.
That was the nail.
That was the nail.
The Lakers hit a couple of consecutive threes down at the other end, cut the Bulls' lead to, like, 8 or 7 or something like that with a minute and a half, and you're like, oh, here comes a Bulls choke job.
That's how you felt. Don't put
surprise,
that on us.
Surprise, surprise.
Don't
that's
put
how
that
I
on
felt.
Me because I kept telling you that it was over. I told you over and over it was done.
You
I
called
knew
it
was
when
done.
Zach pulled up for that ridiculous.
Yeah.
Logo 3.
That's what he
and
that
was an ugly possession because DeMar just dribbled and dribbled and dribbled until the shot clock was at like 5-4.
Yeah.
Got finally brought upon a double team and then kicked it out to Zach, who was basically at the logo. And Dave was like, pull that.
Pull it. Cash. And shout out to Foey Spathis. He said he likes all our shoes today. Shout out to
Fake Joey back in the comments.
Yeah, Fake Joey doing our
what
thing.
Up, fake
shout out
to
Foey Spathis.
It's pretty clear he's not going anywhere. And so.
Why would he?
People are
going
to think
you're
I'm
not
just
going anywhere.
People are just
going
to think
works
I'm
here, Joey.
People
why
are
would
going
he go
to,
anywhere.
They're
going
to think I'm just continuing to put my own comments on the screen, which you know, it's not the case, but
it's not the case.
I you know what? I'm for Fake Joey. I'm
why wouldn't you
officially
be?
Officially.
He's done nothing.
Can I
he's
admit
done nothing
something?
But help your name. He has not besmirched you in any way, Joey.
Can I admit something?
Please.
I am Foey Spathis.
Hey!
No, you're not.
I'm not. I am not Foey Spathis.
Yeah,
just
you're
joking,
not, dude.
Joey still has a list of people who
you got
he
a list.
Is
what do you mean? I've got my bulletin board with the string at home.
Yeah.
And I told you he's at the top. Dave Peck.
Yes, he is. He thinks it's Dave Peck.
They're finally going to make a sequel to The Usual Suspects, but it's going to be about Joey and the fake Joey in the comments.
Kaiser Joey.
Yikes. Honestly, I'm just proud of Joey for focusing on our postgame show right now because his Longhorns are playing in their Elite Eight game. And you know his mind is elsewhere.
I'm sorry, Marquez. Yo, you see that comment Marquez said?
What did he
Yo,
say?
Put that back up, Joey. Put that comment Marquez said back up, dog. Bulls win the championship in 2023. Peck, they should have tanked.
Right. Okay, Mark. You come back here to Chicago and look me in the face and tell me you think the Bulls are winning the title
man.
This year.
Oh,
you know what
funny.
That sounds like? That sounds like your pal Fred. That's what that shit sounds like.
It's funny.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I can all but guarantee you there has never been a team who was at any point during the season 7 games below 500 to go on and win the championship.
I think you're right.
I can't imagine that.
I think you're right. So, you're saying they need to win more games?
I'm saying they're about to make history.
I mean, this win did take one step closer for the Bulls firmly planting themselves in that Eastern Conference play-in picture.
True.
They are, with that win, like 2.5 games up on Indiana and Washington. You know, Will, you and I were chatting while we were watching that game that the Bulls could even theoretically, surpass Atlanta who is still on the Bulls' schedule to finish out the regular season, mm-hmm. get themselves into that 7-8 matchup instead of the 9-10.
Yeah, it's very possible. They are right now in the 10th spot. They have the same record as the Raptors, but the Raptors hold the tiebreaker over them. So the Raptors are 9, and the Hawks are 37-37, one game in front of both of those guys. So the Bulls have one more game against the Hawks. I believe it's next week or the week. Tuesday, week from Tuesday. It's going to be a huge game.
Yeah.
I mean, that could determine where the Bulls fall in the standings. Obviously, they've got to take care of business between then and now. But, like, I think at this point, I don't know exactly what the, like, the odds makers are saying, what the percentages say. But it feels like, you know, with the three-game cushion and eight games to go, they're pretty much locked in there. And now it's a matter of where they fall. I would not like to play Toronto in a one-game elimination, single-game elimination.
I agree.
The Hawks, the Heat, the Nets. I think the Bulls can beat any of those guys.
They can beat all of them.
Bring them on. Beat the Nets by 40, as I recall.
They also lost to the Nets on the night they didn't make any trades. But
that's true. Also
more
true.
Recently, they beat them by 40.
This is true. We'll go with recent then. But, yeah, man, they played well from 1-4. You know, like you said, Matt, there were lulls within it, within those quarters. And because the Lakers are a basketball team, that's what they're going to do. They're going to make these runs. They have LeBron James, for God's sakes. Anthony Davis. Like, these things are going to happen. Of course, the legend, Austin Reeves. Like, they have these guys. They're going to make these runs. But it didn't hit the Bulls. Like, I'm so used, and Will, you've said this a bunch of times, how you would see early on in the season, how you would see a team make a run on them, and then that was the end of the game. And that was it, and it was done. They'd be up 25. A team goes, makes a quick 9-0 run, and you're like, well, game's over, because the Bulls are going to, you know, lay down. Didn't do any of that tonight. Like, I didn't feel like that at all at any point that the Lakers were making a run, that they were going to make the run to take over the game and win it. I just felt like the Bulls were continuing to do what they were doing all game long, which is making timely shots and being smart on the floor. The IQ was high. It was so sexy because it was so high. The IQ was amazing tonight. The handles were great. Like, I wasn't seeing silly turnovers, you know, happen on the floor. Guys were hitting big shots. And, of course, when the Bulls can hit threes, they're a good team. You know what I'm saying? Shocker. When they hit threes, they're a good basketball team.
14 of 31 tonight.
I don't know.
45%.
I remember Matt Peck saying, I don't know if that's going to happen again. I remember that.
I don't know who this team is.
I remember him saying that last game.
I believe what I said was that they weren't going to shoot 60% from three for the remainder of the season. Not something you can honestly rely upon.
They were at one point in this game shooting 60, 50, 90. And I will say this, like, I don't want to take away from this win because this was a good win, but you just look at sort of like the,
hate to tell you,
the factor, the main like scoring box score factors, like the Bulls shot 54, 45, 76. The Lakers shot 50% from the field. That's very good. But only 36 from the line and 67 from the free throw line. They could not make free throws.
They couldn't.
They could not keep pace with the Bulls shooting threes. Anthony Davis.
They did them a solid favor with that because they took 15 more free throws than the Bulls did.
We'll get to that. Because that was like a whole, the refereeing was like a whole.
I see people in the comments talking about the officiating in today's game.
Trash.
But wait, just like, the Lakers got positive officiating on their home floor?
I am shocked. Blown.
It just felt like the Lakers could have gotten more out of that game. And like, with Zach going 13 of 19 with DeMar, I mean, he didn't score that much, but like, he got 10 assists. He was 7 of 13. It just felt like there was some low hanging fruit on the Lakers side, even though they did get the benefit of some very friendly refereeing, where this matchup on Wednesday, I think, could look a lot different. Just because like, the Bulls aren't going to shoot 55% from the field and 45% on threes.
Right. And hopefully Vooch won't get ejected for an inexplicable reason.
For talking.
But I mean, like, you mentioned Anthony Davis a minute ago, Will. He only took 8 shots. I don't know why. Thank you, Lakers, for having Anthony Davis only take 8 shots in a game when LeBron came off the bench for only the second time in his NBA career. Anthony Davis took 8 shots. Troy Brown Jr., Bulls legend, took 13. What is your game plan, Lakers? Because if it involves Troy Brown Jr. taking nearly twice as many shots as Anthony Davis, I feel like that is not a solid game plan.
At all. And it's not the right one at all. and I don't understand it, but that's fine. That's something for
Thank
them
you,
to figure out.
I guess.
That's something for them to figure out. Like, they can handle that and worry. Should I give Drummond more love because of what he did out there? Maybe. Maybe. That could be a thing. I don't know. But, yeah, that is shocking that your second best, and I mean clearly your second best player on the team, and when LeBron's not there, clearly your best player sitting out there on the floor is not doing that, and he only gets 8 shots at the bucket. I don't expect that in the next game. I think that's going to go up much, much more. But it was good to see, man. And maybe it was because the Bulls just kind of caught them off guard, because the Bulls were constantly running. Mm-hmm. They were running them run is what they were doing to this team. And the Lakers are great in half court. They've got a great half court team. They really do. But D'Angelo Russell wasn't there. That impedes that kind of a little bit as well, because he's really good in the half court. But, man, they just didn't look prepared for this kind of thing. It just felt like everybody was waiting for LeBron to do LeBron stuff, like he was Superman. You know what I mean? But he's not. There's only one. And the other 23 that was here, when he makes a comeback, that shuts down the world. Because listen, I'm not saying this to diss LeBron. I'm just telling you what he is.
Oh, please diss LeBron.
He's narrative-based. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of his stuff is very narrative-based when he makes his comeback and stuff. So, of course, he wanted to come back. Pat Beverly talking plenty of shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking all that. I'm wanting to keep y'all out the playoff stuff.
Too small.
What? You want to keep us out?
And even long after the D Rose, Joakim, Jimmy Butler, like LeBron has said on the record multiple times, he always gets up to play the Bulls.
Correct. And the numbers show it. You know what I'm saying? He definitely gets, especially at the UC, he definitely gets up to play the Bulls. But this was a perfect time to make that comeback against a team, like you said, he gets up for when they're still in their race, and against a guy who has actively told you that he hates you and wants to keep you out of the playoffs. Of course, I'm coming back for something like this. And I think people in the crowd and a lot of the fans were expecting that kind of greatness. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, dude, this the game. He coming back. It's time to ball out. It's time to do his thing. Mm-mm. He ain't that. He's great, but he ain't that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that.
Not a killer.
Not that. He ain't that yet. You know what I'm saying? But he's really great. I'm not dissing LeBron when I'm saying these things. I'm just telling you facts right now. He's just not on that thing. But a lot of people were expecting. You could tell. That's why there were a lot of people at the game. We saw a lot. So I'm telling you why Shannon Sharp was there with his club Shay Shay jacket on. He was ready to represent.
You know what I'm saying? Chili Peppers representing courtside.
My man Flea from the Red Chili Peppers was out there, man.
Jimmy Kimmel
was out there. You know, guys were out there. They wanted to see LeBron do his greatness and be great. It just wasn't out there tonight because Patrick Beverly would not allow it. Patrick Beverly, man, what do you have, 5 fouls?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah, Patrick Beverly was getting pushed around. I saw Anthony Davis throw him to the ground. You know what I mean? Like, it really got in their heads about that dude, Patrick Beverly. But when he made that shot at the end, that was the game. Like, and he did it at your stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespect, man. And you knew it got to LeBron because the very next possession, LeBron comes down and just shoots a 3 from basically the logo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate you, but yeah, man.
Which is the LeBron I give up for now move.
Right. Ooh.
It's true.
But yeah, it was fun. It was great to see. LeBron, you know, I'm sure he's going to bring it Wednesday. I
feel like you guys are underselling a little bit. Like, he's coming off of an injury. He's been out for a month. He had 19 points on 11 shots, 7 of 8 from the line.
8 rebounds,
3 assists. Like, he played well. He played only 30 minutes.
Yeah, but that ain't great. And I said greatness.
Yeah, it wasn't. Greatness. But my point is, like, it's his first game after a month off. Like, that's pretty good for being like a game time decision and then coming in.
I'm not debating that.
Sure.
But you mentioned Anthony Davis, who for some reason only took 8 shots. He had 4 fouls in the third quarter alone.
He did.
Which was wild to me. He had 5 of his field goal attempts during that quarter, but it just felt like he was not really ever a part of that offense. And I feel like we should get into the officiating now because even though
Hold on.
That was really the one part I thought of the Lakers' sort of problems with the official, I guess you could say, like they had 28 free throw attempts to the Bulls' 13. The Bulls had 23 personal fouls. They were basically like prevented from playing defense for the better part of the second through fourth quarter. And then on top of that, the Vooch ejection was just like baffling.
Yeah, very much.
It was. And we will continue talking about what the hell that was after this quick break. While we are sharing words from our friends and sponsors, do us a solid. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching along with us on YouTube, Bulls Nation. We appreciate it.
370 people watching. A lot of people excited about beating Bron.
Hey,
hit the like.
Likes up and
hit the subscribe.
And what is the score of the Texas game?
39-47.
There you go. Make sure you subscribe to the CHGO Sports YouTube channel as well. We got a new sponsor joining us today, gentlemen.
Who that is?
Here at CHGO, Fubo TV. Fubo TV. Any of y'all thinking about it, been thinking about it for a while, the cord cutting, don't want to pay that cable bill anymore,
snip.
Trying to figure out which streaming service might be right for you to watch live TV, Fubo TV, which offers you over 140 live channels, including live sports, shows, movies, and news. You can stream them on any and all of your various devices. Start watching immediately with a free 7-day free trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. Thousands of hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. You could watch your local teams while you're traveling, which is always nice if you're on a plane somewhere or out of town. How do I watch the Bulls? How do I watch the Cubs, the Sox? Yes.
You know what else you can do? You can watch your local team in Chicago, because Fubo TV is the only streaming service that gets Marquee Sports Network.
All you Cubs fans out there, they also get NBC Sports Chicago. So if you're a Bulls fan who lives outside of Chicago and is doing the whole NBA League Pass thing, I've heard some struggles with the League Pass users over the last year or so.
Yes.
There are issues with League Pass. If you're looking for an alternative solution, try Fubo TV, which provides Marquee and NBC Sports Chicago live.
Mm.
So give it a try. And right now, if you look for that link in the description below here on our YouTube episode, sign up and get 15% off your first month at Fubo TV.
Mm.
Fubo Pro. Go to www.fubotv.com/CHGO and get 15% off your first month.
Fubo TV. Try it out.
Fubo TV. And when you're sitting there watching your Fubo, you should have something frosty cold in your hand. And the people that can give you that frosty cold goodness and awesomeness are the people at Goose Island Beer Company. They got all that stuff for you that you love and that you enjoy, man. So many options. You can see them sitting right there. Of course, they got that tall can, that Bull City Edition, that 22-23-year jersey that they rocking. Of course, that Blackhawks Pale Ale, which is amazing.
Love the Hawks Ale.
And probably my favorite can as well. Came in front. That can is super, super ill. Mm-hmm. Super dope. Of course, they got the classic 3-1-2. And Matt, what you doing here?
I got no plans.
No plans!
No plans!
Ready to go. They got plenty of things for you. Of course, they also got the Bourbon County Stout, the Christmas IPA, the Beer Hug IPA Series, the Green Line, and for all you wonderful, awesome, fancy people out there, the Matilda.
Marquee's favorite.
Marquee's favorite. Marquee
stamped. What up, Marquee?
Stamped Matilda. So, ooh, that's a beer burp. So, innovation tanks. At the Goose Island Tap Room. You should go there and get you some of that awesomeness, y'all. 1800 West Fulton. Or go get yourself a smash burger and a fresh beer of the week at the original Clybourne Brew House. That's 1800 North Clybourne. For reservations and pickup, go to gooseisland.com/locations. Goose Island Beer Company, the true taste of Chicago.
Love that. Okay, so picking up where we left off, Will, the officiating in this game today. I feel like Bulls fans have a legitimate gripe in that maybe there was some imbalance in how this game was officiated. I saw a stat earlier this week. I think I texted it to you, Big Dave, and our pal Sabine. The Lakers, surprise, surprise, are the by a lot most benefited net positive free throw attempt team in the NBA this season.
Wasn't even close.
And they're not even the top half of the NBA's 30 teams in drives to the hoop per game. And they are by a mile shooting the most free throws. Here's my shocked face.
That's it.
Shocked. Shocked, I tell you. I mean, we had our time. MJ got a lot of calls back in the day.
Sure.
Now we got to deal with this crap. But that, to me, it's like it comes with the territory. You're playing the Lakers in L.A. Okay, you're not going to get the positive side of whatever crew of officials you have in that game. But I'm still baffled by how Vooch was ejected for barely muttering something under his breath on a play where it looked like he had a pretty clean strip under the hoop of LeBron going up. Mm-hmm. But LeBron was like, oh, dear, my eye has been shot out. And the refs were like, well, we better eject Vooch for that.
You know, I thought the foul was valid. I thought he caught him on the side of the face a little bit. I mean, of course, LeBron, you know, put a little of that Oscar on it. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit.
You know, he put some of that on there, you know, and that's what
Sally Field acceptance speech.
I mean, man, I don't know if they like him. But, yeah, but he put that on him for sure. He definitely put that on his thing right there. But the ejection, the first technical, I could even say, okay, because Vooch was, you know, upset. He was yelling. He was talking to the ref. You want to call a quick tech? Fine. But my goodness, man, the second tech that they gave that dude right there was absolutely insane and incorrect and wrong. And my God, and Vooch just left the court. He didn't even bother doing anything. He said, all right, fine.
He just
out.
Like turned and saw.
Yeah. He was like, all right, forget
real?
It. Yeah,
okay.
Really? And my homecoming? All right, fine. But man, it was a bad call. And they had a bunch of bad calls tonight. Like they really did. There was a bunch of bad calls, man. And the Lakers, I mean, ball wasn't lying tonight. Because like you said, they weren't hitting those free throws at all. They were getting to the line, but they weren't making them, man. So the ball wasn't lying. It worked out for them on that sense. But, man, it scares me for Wednesday because now I got to sit and worry about this again. Because, man, I remember that stat, man. It stands in my head, that bar graph, just how far up the Lakers were in that, man. Like, the building looked like the Sears Tower. Like, and everybody else was just down here, like flat plains. You know, it was sad. So, yeah, I don't know, Will, what to make of it, but – it's been something that's been ongoing for the Lakers, and we continue to see it. And when you can see it like that against your team, you join the fray. When you're like, God damn.
The NBA is obviously rigged for the ratings. I think we can all agree on that. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, you know, it happens. I think for me, like, the officiating is never going to be perfectly even. The officiating is always going to rub some people the wrong way. It was not great officiating in for the Bulls by any means. But for me, what makes it difficult is the fact that it takes the Bulls out of their whole defense. Like, you could just see the way that, like, getting back in transition, they're kind of just giving up open layups instead of trying to get in and take a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Caruso and Pat Bev ended up doing that anyway, but they're crazy people. And I feel like the rotations just weren't as crisp. Like, the contest, the closeout weren't as strong, and it felt like that game could have gone sideways a lot more easily, because when you're this team and this team's identity is built on rotations and closeouts and getting and being a really strong defensive team, if you're not able to do that, like, who are you? And that is, like, it's out of your control when that happens as a result of bad calls. So I thought for the Bulls to be able to defend the way that they did in spite of the refereeing, I thought this was a really impressive defensive effort. I mean, for the Lakers to only have, 114 offensive rating, that's like 50th percentile, which, I mean, that's great. It was like a lot of missed shots, but I thought the Bulls did an excellent job given the circumstances. Mm.
They did. They really did, man. Like, they're poised tonight, even through that kind of adversity. And it's something we've seen them face before where they completely crumbled, you know? But it didn't happen tonight for the team, man. And that was really great to see. They were on to the next play. And I credit Billy Donovan with that. I credit Patrick Beverley with that too as well, because those guys keep those guys, and Alex Caruso, those guys keep those guys focused and in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't get out of the moment. You know, you have to stay in that moment. And it really works, and you saw it work on the young guys, I thought, a lot tonight.
IMM85 in the comments said, I hate the fakers and the refs with a passion.
Hey.
After my own heart. Love that. I mean, when you could beat the Lakers in L.A., despite the fact that they get the benefit generally from the officiating crew, that's like a sundae on top of a sundae with multiple cherries on top.
Double,
I love that.
Sunday, a double sundae.
A double sundae. A double rainbow.
A double rainbow.
Let's discuss this real quick. Love Dave in the comments just said, Coby White has turned the corner.
Talk about
it. He looks like a legit NBA player.
Let's talk slow.
Will, you made note of the fact that after his hot start, he went cold for a while, quarters two, three, and beginning of four. But then he did knock down a big three
big time
in that fourth quarter as the Bulls were staving off that Lakers run. This is yet another game where Coby gives the Bulls double digits off the bench, 13. Also, six assists. He has been racking up these, like, 13 and 6, 15 and 5, 15 and 8 kind of games off the bench for the Bulls in this last stretch when they've been winning more than losing. And I feel like we should never, ever skip over the fact that Coby White has been a big part of the Bulls' winning ways recently.
Talk slow, Will. Talk slow to me.
Kobe's good now.
No!
I mean, okay. Woo! I think the one thing that I will start by saying this, like, it's okay for you to change your mind based yes. on things changing.
Completely right? agree.
I think, like, being stubborn is worse than admitting you're wrong.
Completely agree, Matt Pitt.
Coby.
Love Matt Peck.
Coby has just grown so much. Like, yeah. there was a lot about his game that I didn't like, that I felt he just wasn't very good at early on in his career, whether it was the defense, the playmaking, decision making, the speed of the game I thought was too fast.
Yeah.
He was very jump shot reliant, but he's just grown so much now. He's like a very dependable defender. A lot of, you know, he'll make off ball mistakes at times, but like for the most part, he's keeping his guy in front of him. He's working to get over screens. And that's like the most you can ask for a guy like that who's like not a defender. The way that he gets into the lane and makes plays, whether it's like kickouts to corner threes, he had a really nice pass to Patrick in the corner. Pat missed it, but like just one of those plays where it's like, wow, this guy has gotten so much better at reading the defense and understanding where the openings are. And then the scoring, I mean, he's always going to be a microwave guy, but he got 4 of 5 to start the game, 10 quick points, really pushed the Bulls into that 20-point lead and, like, completely changed the tenor of the game early on and sort of set them up to win that, even if there were runs going back and forth afterwards. But I was just so impressed with Coby this year. He's just been awesome. And it just feels like now that the building blocks are there, I can see how he will continue to get better.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was like, is this guy just going to make a shots or is he not going to make a shots? Right. That's what's going to determine whether he's on the floor. Now it's like, you know what you're getting a little bit more defensively. You know he can make some plays. You know he can knock down shots. And that's a good foundation to grow from.
Yeah. I can't say enough about the poise of Coby White. And I've said this a lot this season, how he doesn't think he forgets the shot immediately as soon as it leaves his hands. But I can put that on possessions now. Like, he doesn't even think about the possession anymore. Like, once it's over, he's done. He's moved on to the next one. He's not focused on it. And we've seen him have a bad possession and immediately come back and try to get everything, you know, make everything up in that play and make the mistake. When Andre Drummond, you saw got his shot blocked, you saw Coby get the ball, and the Coby I remember would have tried to go back up with that joint. You know what I mean? But he didn't. He pulled it out, and he reset. I saw him do that a lot tonight. Reset stuff. Like when Zach was bringing the ball up the floor and, you know, Zach just doing Zach and couldn't get anywhere, he threw it to Coby. I remember old days when Coby would panic, you know, run to the corner, try to shoot a fadeaway. He brought it out. He reset, and then he ran the play. Like, he's doing the little tiny things now that you're talking about, Will, that let you know that, yo, dude, I am an NBA player. You know what I'm saying? And not just a guy who's still trying to learn this game. I'm figuring things out. And it's slowing down for me when I'm out there on the floor. Now, the defense, we already knew. I mean, I saw it. Like, it was there. But we had this discussion, I remember it was a week ago or a couple weeks ago, Will, about needing the scoring to catch up to that. Because he was getting the shots, but they weren't going down. But we needed it to catch up. We're starting to see in these past few games that scoring kind of catch up. And even to the point where he's creating his own shots.
Right.
And that's what makes it even better. because that's showing you the handles when he's going behind his back on cats. The man, that steal he got, and then he went behind his back to keep it down the floor. Come on, man. Like, that's new. You know, that's new stuff from him. But not just the catch and shoot that we're seeing from Kobe, but the shot creation, the floaters that we're seeing now, the step backs that he's doing now. You know what I mean? The moves, the up and unders that he's doing. Like, he's making
it's
his
the change of pace plays.
Correct, correct. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And also finding his players open for shots as well, because we saw him find Ayo open for a shot. We saw him get that oop up to Andre Drummond. Like, we saw him doing those kind of things, man. And those are the things a point guard does. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just good to see that from Kobe White, a guy that we all have been in some way been worried or critical of, because we wanted to see his game elevate and grow. It's good to see that he is definitely taking that stuff to heart and gotten so much better.
It feels like the Bulls sometimes have such a hard time scoring, and not like Zach or DeMar can't get a bucket whenever they want, but it's just like so much work to get offense going. And so they need that guy who can be like, because the lineups are staggered, right? You're not always playing Zach and DeMar together. They're not playing 48 minutes. Kobe is that guy that sort of bridges those minutes, and he plays with both of them. This game, 13.6 assists. Last game, 19 points and 9 assists. Game before that, 19 and 3, 11 and 3, 18 and 6, 8 and 3, 12 and 5. Like, they just need somebody who can be a little bit more consistent generating secondary offense, whether it's, you know, coming in off the bench and being like the point guard, or just attacking closeouts and getting to the rim. But the change of pace has been so impressive. The ability to get into the lane and make decisions, and just like recognizing where defense is coming from. Like, I cannot speak highly enough about the improvements that he's made there, because the talent, I think we've all always recognized that he's a player, but there's a difference between talent and using and figuring out how to use that talent. And I think that's, it's not a finished product yet, but he's gotten so much better.
And 7 rebounds too.
Yep.
Like, it's big.
We got a lot of Kobe love in the comments. Fried Rice, one of our regulars, say we actually hit on one of our number 7 picks. Crying smiling emoji. Matt in the comments saying, I wanted him gone. He has proved me wrong. Bruce Leroy.
Bruce shout Leroy. Out. Hey.
What up, buddy?
Sean.
Said, has Kobe grown enough to be a starting point guard next season? Why you got to throw us that question, Sean? Why you got to throw us that question?
That's sexy talk. We ain't ready for sexy talk yet.
I mean, we know who's not going to be the Bulls starting point guard next season, because it ain't Lonzo.
Oh, man, why? Why?
Just speaking facts.
Why? Was that even necessary?
Yes. Oh, if if you're having a conversation about who the Bulls starting point guard is going to be next
Kobe
season.
White. It's not necessary. Quit punching people.
If you're Bulls putting won. The context of that conversation around who's starting at point for this team next season, the fact that it ain't going to be Lonzo is part of that conversation.
We already know it's not, Matt. We know he's out for 6 months. Can we enjoy the victory?
So Rob in the comments chiming in on this question from our guy, Sean, say Kobe's much better, but please can we not try and make him a point guard? He's found himself as a bench impact guy. Let him do his thing.
But these are questions you're going to have to ask, though. Now, that I agree with. You got to ask that question coming up in the next season, because like you said, like he wonderfully keeps reminding people that Lonzo Ball will not be there. So you're going to have these discussions, because do you go get a point guard? Do you say I believe in Kobe White? You know, these are the questions you're going to have. I'm not worried about it yet. I'm worried about the next game tomorrow. That's what I'm worried about. Game at a time stuff with this team, man. I'm going to enjoy this victory against the Lakers, because Patrick Beverly told y'all LeBron was too small. That's what I'm rolling with. Too tiny!
Cosmic Keys saying Kobe Walter White dropping the pure crystals.
Wow.
That's
Heisenberg.
That's an interesting parallel that I have, to my recollection, not seen made before.
Heisenberg.
Kobe White, the Heisenberg of the NBA.
A more athletic Ben Gordon. I don't think y'all remember how athletic Ben Gordon was. If you think Kobe White's a more athletic Ben Gordon. Seriously. Like, for real, though. Like, come on. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Cosmic Keys also said, going to the Bulls-Clippers game tomorrow. We're going to rep CHGO.
Cosmic
Keys.
Send us a picture.
Absolutely.
Send us a picture.
Put it on Insta, wherever.
Yes.
Send it to us.
Tag us.
And we will share it with our fellow
Bulls
fans.
Tag it and bag it.
Love that. I love Bulls fans repping outside Chicago.
Ain't that awesome?
Was like the when they beat the Nuggets on that trip out to Denver a couple weeks ago, and at the end of the game, like Nuggets fans had started filing out because the Bulls had that one wrapped, and it was just a bunch of Bulls fans chanting Bulls things.
Let's go Bulls.
In Ball Arena.
Yeah.
What's up, DMVR family of ours? DMVR
love y'all,
Nuggets.
Man. Love how y'all. Doing? We'll take that win.
Whooped y'all in your building. God, I love that. Almost as much as I love beating LeBron in his building.
I think you love that more.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You love that a little bit more.
It's actually not that close. Yeah. Caruso taking a charge of LeBron?
Yeah.
Awesome Coach's stuff. Challenge?
Yeah.
Unsuccessful?
Uh-huh.
Highlight of my week. Loved it. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back to wrap up with some final thoughts on tonight's game. We got some super chats lined up, and it's a Bulls victory. So you know Goon.
Goon of the night!
Is going to be a thing.
Yeah. Joyce Mathis, what time is it?
Game time.
Hoop. Mm-hmm. Hottest new ticket in sight. Makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. That is game time. Everything is on the scene that season I never could have. Video line goes over. I don't play full of seasons of the concert. It's all possible with the game time. B's last minute price drops can be found in seats you thought that you could never ever buy because you won't find better deals this season. So see the Chuck Hawkeyes. And just like here at CECO, it's created by the fans and for the fans, and it guarantees you, your wonderful, sexy, lovely, smart self, the lowest price available. So, if you love CHGO.
And we know that you do.
Then you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. Why don't you go on and join the 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events. Because we're the Go Golly. What time is it?
Game Time.
Who? Oh, yes.
Boom. Today's CHGO Bulls post game also brought to y'all by our friends at ComEd. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is committed to helping families and businesses in the communities they serve manage energy usage and lower energy bills. Now,
I love saving energy.
Don't you?
Love talking about energy, saving it.
I love saving energy almost as much as I love saving money.
Hey, two of my favorites.
ComEd offers a wide array of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across their territory. Customers can inquire about how to upgrade outdated lighting to energy and money-saving efficient LED lights.
LED.
Learn more about network lighting to operate your lights through your mobile device. And track your facility's energy usage and more. Incentives have recently increased for indoor and outdoor lighting and network lighting controls, making these projects even more cost-effective than before.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you do.
What do we do?
Go to ComEd.com.
Share it.
Slash. Powering biz, Joseph.
Church.
Not Joseph, just slash powering biz.
ComEd slash powering biz.
Comma Joseph.
We should get ComEd over here because we have a ton of lights going a lot of the time.
Dude,
a
lot of lights
it's
going
very
on
very bright here.
But it's all efficiency. It's all efficient.
Go
efficient.
I'm assuming that Jake had a facility assessment done. It only takes.
Well, Jake always wants to save money and energy.
Yeah, those are money saving light bulbs.
Munergy.
It only takes a minute or two as well, so, you know, easy.
Those are definitely Munergy. Money efficient light bulbs, man. I know this for a fact that they have up there. So,
bright.
Saving some money and saving money.
Make us look
and
better.
And saving energy. Make us look amazing. Shout out.
Saving on that, too.
Reflection off the goat's quaffed.
One more time. That's ComEd.com slash powering biz, B-I-Z biz, to start saving money.
Yes.
And energy.
Two things.
Do it up. Joseph, we got some super chats.
Thank you, Xbox King.
Yes,
Cam.
But love first, we also have our
King of the game.
Zach
there
Levine.
He is. Our King of the Game deserves some love. We haven't really talked about that all that much yet.
Crown.
Just because it was effortless and seamless.
Yes.
13 of 19 for Zach tonight. Mm-hmm. 32 points.
Easy.
Also dished out four dimes.
Just easy work.
I mean, he had before the Pat Bev dagger, there was the Zach LaVine dagger, which was that deep three that you called happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be encouraging for Bulls fans everywhere to see Zach continue this stretch of just dominant, efficient scoring.
Yeah.
This is the two-time All-Star that the Bulls paid. I know earlier this season, there were a lot of Bulls fans who were so quick to just be like, out on this guy.
Yeah.
But the one that you've seen recently, in this Bulls stretch of winning 7 of their last 9 games, yeah, and Zach LaVine having a lot to do with it, and again tonight, you have to give that man credit. Making, once again, just like Friday night, 30-plus points look easy.
Easy, simple, smooth, elegant. Sound like a Cadillac.
Another positive adjective.
Yes, it is. All of those things was Zach LaVine, man. Like, they gave him the ball, and it just was easy after that for him, man. And I love that he's recognizing, and I'm sure he recognized before, and for whatever reason, he just couldn't. But I love that he's recognizing, can't nobody stop me. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, nobody. Like, once I make up my mind to do something, nobody can really stop him from getting to the bucket. Top 3 quickest first steps in the league. I'm telling you. Like, once he makes that step, he's going, man. And what is even more sexy is Zach LaVine. 2 turnovers, man. And like you said, Will, those were 2 turnovers that people would call out because they were glaring. But it's the fact that those were the only 2, and they came very late, you know what I'm saying, in this game, man. And that was just great to see from Zach.
Zach is quietly having the second best season of his career.
Oh, we are talking sexy today.
I mean, it's like statistically what's happening right now. Mm. He's the second highest true shooting percentage of his career, second highest points per game of his career. He is shooting higher field goal percentage than last year. He is, I mean, he's right there in every single category. And I think this narrative about him missing the first 2 games of the season, mm-hmm, and having to be careful about his knee, I mean, he's going to end up playing almost
70 games.
75 games. He's already at 70. Today, wow, was his 70th game.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean,
do you remember the panic that we all had,
dude,
when it was like Bulls season opener, Zach's not playing, and we were all like, wait, what?
Yeah, I remember.
Second most games played of his career.
Yeah.
Most since his second season in the league.
Yeah.
He's not scoring as dynamically as the 2020-21 season.
Mm-hmm.
That was the COVID-shortened year where, right, he was like 27-5-5, but that was pre-DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
That was a shorter season. He's looking basically as good as he did before he got hurt last year. The stats are there to prove it. Like, he's just out of his mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 points on 18 shots is like, are you
just easy stuff?
Are you,
man,
kidding me, dude?
Yeah.
And I just love how easy it looks, though, Will. Like, just how simple it looks out there for him.
Simple,
like,
game, Dave.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Tell
that's
him.
What they tell me, man.
Simple game.
And it just looks smooth, you know, like real easy, real efficient, and super smooth. And it's something I'm not used to seeing. I'm used to seeing him score,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not used to seeing it be this smooth consistently for him. Like, I'll score when I feel like it kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that good. None of y'all can really stop me out here. That's the Zach LaVine I've been wanting to see. The Zach says, I can't be stopped. Period. Not the Zach who's trying to prove that he can't be stopped, but the Zach who knows that he can't be stopped. Those are 2 different things, y'all. I'm telling you, those are 2 different things. I don't need him out there proving. When he's proving it, that means he's turning it over. When, mm-hmm, he was trying to prove it, was the Heat, was that Philly game. Excuse, mm-hmm, me. That was Zach trying to prove it. When Zach just knows, that was this game. That's what it is, man. It's a different kind of mindset and how he moves. And it's so awesome and spectacular.
One more thing. One more thing I want to add to that is the transition game that they played tonight, because, mm-hmm, Zach was really on the benefiting end of 3 or 4 or 5 wide open dunks under the basket.
Bulls had a lot of fast break points tonight. Dunks,
15 of them
15
compared to the Lakers 5.
To the Lakers 5, yeah.
When the Bulls get deflections and steals and when they get the ball up in transition, Zach is there.
Yeah.
He is ready to dunk on someone's head. And like I said before when we were talking about Kobe, like, the Bulls have trouble scoring sometimes. It can be a lot of work to get into a scoring possession for them. They need to have these plays, especially when they're going to get killed from the free throw line the way that they did today.
Right.
They need to be able to get out in transition. They've had a really good defense all year. They've gotten a ton of steals and deflections all year. For whatever reason, it hasn't necessarily translated to getting those hit-ahead passes, mm-hmm, and getting out and scoring in transition. But today, I thought, was one of the best games that they've played, just in terms of transition points, fast break points, easy baskets, mm, and that kind of that carried their offense, I thought. And that gets him in his rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to pull up from the logo and take and make threes.
Yeah.
He looked so good today. He's been awesome really all season, but getting those easy baskets, I think, just makes it that much better.
Yeah.
Our guy AK in the comments saying this Zach scoring actually impacting winning, unlike in previous seasons. And our guy Salim, what up, Salim? saying people that keep saying Zach LaVine is an empty calorie scorer deserve to take all the L's. Love that.
They do.
All right, Joe, let's get to some super chats.
All right, let's do it. $1.99 from Eli. He's a big fan. Thank you, Eli.
Thank you, Eli.
AK says, can we live with one T, or can live with one T, but the manner Vooch was called for two consecutive T's took away from the games fans were watching?
That was a pretty quick and bogus double T ejection.
Quick and bogus. Yeah, in that order.
And not the bad. Fun Bill and Ted kind of bogus, but just like the dumb kind of bogus.
We got AK again, who says, shout out to DJJ for being ready,
yeah,
Kobe true. For
yeah.
being a ball maestro, and Drummond for not doing too many Andre things.
Yeah.
I close my eyes when Andre dribbles coast to coast.
You got
to
keep your eyes open to watch the train wreck.
First half was the wrong
You don't want to stare, but you can't look away.
That's fair. Because the first half, it was tough.
Jonathan.
But he still had 8 points in the first half.
Yeah.
But in the second half, he was just more controlled.
It's part of the Andre Drummond experience.
It is.
We are all on board. Whether you bought a ticket or not, you are all on board.
Now just ride it and shut up.
What do we got next, Joe?
Jonathan says, if we get 7 seed, we're beating Celtics. They'll talk about Jaylen Brown like they do KD the way he joins the team that beats him out the playoffs.
Okay. Look, I know the Celtics have had a little bit of a malaise recently, but you need to check that.
That boy, Matt.
You see, Matt bet on the Celtics.
Yeah, that's right. It's money involved here, sir. Don't mess up that man's money.
No.
It's your feelings.
I have no money on the Celtics in any way, shape, or form right now.
Okay.
But if they were the Bulls' first-round matchup, that's where my money would be, on the Celtics.
I understand.
Noah.
Hopefully you'll lose.
Noah jumps in. He says, Bulls still need a point guard. Kobe is good, but not as a starter. Too inconsistent. Really wish Zach got it together. He would be a nice point guard. Needs IQ and handles.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly right, Noah. The things that Zach is missing, the IQ and handles.
Yeah.
Point guard. Both very important for point guardsmanship.
That's right.
And then our final super chat, jumping at Pat Bedford, Goon of the Year with the Too Small on Bwan Bwan.
Bwan Bwan.
We call him Bwan Bwan.
Bwan Bwan.
With that.
I love that.
Bwan
Speaking
Bwan.
Of which.
It's called a segue, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
gents.
Time for our Goon of the Night.
Introducing you to Blade Laser.
Is that a thing? Do people who, as like an insulting nickname call him Bwan Bwan? I've never heard that before.
I've never
but
heard
But I love
that.
It. And I'm stealing it.
Baby Bron Bron?
Bron Bron, I've heard. But Bwan Bwan?
Bwan Bwan?
Bwan Bwan?
Bwan Bwan?
Oh, Bwan Bwan, did you miss your afternoon nap? Are you cranky, Bwan Bwan?
It's your baby.
It's your baby.
It's your baby day. Good of the night. Here it is right here.
Satan?
Here it is right here. Matt Peck. Who is your goon of the night?
I gave him a quick shout out as part of my goonage on Friday for being the wrong kind of goon.
Uh-huh.
As much as we were just making fun of him for whenever he tries to put his, you know, put the ball on the floor when he gets the ball. And he did have another ridiculous and failed Euro step in transition today because he loves doing that. I have to give my goon love to Drummond, who in 18 minutes off the bench, 12, 8 boards, and a team best plus 20.
Wow.
Plus 20 for Andre Drummond off the bench tonight.
Wow.
Goonage.
Wow.
Get off my team, but goonage.
Get off my team, but goonage is what he just said. Wow. That is a Matt Peck response, and I love every second of it. And I'm loving every minute of it.
Can't deny it.
Goat.
Part of me wants to give it to Caruso for taking that charge on LeBron.
Oh, God, that was a good charge.
Sending me straight to Kirk Heinrich flashback.
Straight to
territory.
Nostalgia.
You needed to wrap him up. Needed to wrap him up.
I just have like nightmares of smacking my head against the hardwood like Kirk. I gotta go Pat Bev though. The too small, the Charmin. It's just he was ready for the moment.
He was,
and he delivered.
Came into the Staples Center dribbling a basketball.
He wanted all of the smoke.
He did,
and he delivered,
and he got it.
I'll go Pat Bev as well. I'll go Pat Bev for the. Or the too small.
How's Texas doing, Joey?
70-60.
70-60 Texas?
We're leading, but a lot of time left.
You got it, Joe.
All right, we got this. All right, well, I guess that means, ladies and gentlemen, Goon of the Night. I was going to go another way, but the people have spoken. Patrick Beverly.
Yeah, has to be.
Gotta go. Has to be. I got hit up in the comments immediately. Immediately from Mark K. Immediately from people agreeing with Mark K.
People are saying goon of the season.
Goon of the season.
Can't be goon of the season if he doesn't win today.
Listen, personally, I was going to give it to Stacey King for his impersonation of Shannon Sharp, which was just amazing and wonderful. Oh, my God.
Honorable mention.
Oh, my God. That's who was going to get it. But I can't I can't go against you, the people. I got to go with y'all, man. I got to go with y'all on this. And it's hard. And, of course, I got to go with the GOAT because he also predicted it. Pat Bev with the too small. But like you said, Will, the other part, the Charmin that he just had in the car ready to go, talking plenty trash, man. It was great.
He also gave him the
– yeah, gave him the stink. Bench. You stink. Gave him the you stink. He was in rare form.
He wanted just every last
– yep.
Droplet of smoke.
Yes he did all of it. He wanted every bit and piece of it, man. So yes, Patrick Beverly, the unanimous and majority goon of the night.
Well earned. Well earned today for Pat.
Yes he did. He earned that one.
He's got a chance to do it again tomorrow because the Bulls resting their heads in LA tonight.
Yeah,
staying in LA tomorrow to take on the Los Angeles Clippers. That is a late tip-off here in Chicago, 9:30 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
We will be here, pre and post, doing our thing, but not here physically. We're going to be remote tomorrow, but we will be here on the CHGO Sports YouTube channel.
Yes.
So come find us for Bulls Clippers, little Monday night, late night.
Late night. Oops.
Late in the NBA regular season.
We playing some Teddy Pendergrass.
Can you get anything better?
Come on, baby.
As the Bulls look for a 3-0 road trip tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can find Will and all of his great Bulls takes and coverage at Will_Gottlieb on Twitter. Read everything he's writing for us, allchgo.com. Big Dave is at BAWL Sports. Joey, at Joey Spathis, the Longhorn himself.
Hold him.
We are CHGO_Bulls. I am Bulls_Peck. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. As always, appreciate it. Hit us with a thumbs up if you haven't already. We appreciate that, too. Make sure you subscribe to CHGO Sports on YouTube. One more shout-out to everybody. We saw Bulls Nation out at Logan 11 Bar in Logan Square today. Thank you once again to Ramina and Melissa. Bulls Nation Queens!
Simon, what up,
bro? For hosting. Shout-out to Simon and CeCe, too. Great to see y'all. We will talk to y'all tomorrow night. Until then, see you, be good.
Peace out.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.